Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests. Proven in all 50 states, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
I want you to guess the most commonly used password in Maryland. I want you to try to guess it, and you're going to be so mad over this. They just came out with this list of the most commonly used passwords. And you would think in 2025, with all the damn data stolen, all the damn, you know, identity fraud issues that we have, and this is not 1993 where we're just trying to figure out the internet. You feel like by now, like, for example, at work, I've got to change my password every 90 days. I don't even know my password most of the time because I got to use so many different combination of things and, capitalization, lowercase.
Yeah.
My password is so protected that I feel like I get confused what it is sometimes. The most commonly used passwords in the world just came out though. The number one like blows my mind. Like, what is wrong with you? And I guarantee you there's somebody listening here in Maryland right now that like has this password for something.
I hope not.
And I'm like, there has to be. I mean, this is data. This is data that we have now that I'm like, why?
Mm-hmm.
Why is this? Let's just start at number five and we'll go down to number one. The fifth most common password used in the world right now is QWERTY, QWERTY, 123. Now, that's just if you go from the Q on your keyboard.
Oh, I was wondering why. Yeah. What does that mean?
So if you go from the Q on your keyboard.
Okay, so it's literally just for convenience.
Right. From Q to Y, basically, on your keyboard, and then go 123.
Okay.
That's the...
So that's convenience because all of the letters and numbers are next to each other on a
keyboard.
Okay.
The fourth most common password used right now is the word password.
No numbers?
No numbers. Just the word password. Mm. Like, y'all, you're wondering why people have they've stolen your data? Like,
No. Do I support it? No. But can I kind of understand the logic? Because maybe someone's like, no one's going to think it's password.
That's the first thing I would go to.
Not
if
me.
I was hacking into your computer,
not me. I wouldn't.
The first thing I'm going to type in is password.
I wouldn't. I'm going to give that one a little grace.
Because you think, but at this point, the hackers are like, there's no way they're going to use password.
Yes.
It's a fourth most common thing.
I'm thinking that person's like, oh, I know what I'm going to do. They're not going to think this because it's too easy. So I'm going to give that one a little grace.
The third most commonly used password right now in Maryland, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Okay, so this is where I am confused because now this list, this data comes out every year.
Yeah.
And when I saw this headline and I saw the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, I was like, y'all, this is at least for like the fourth year in a row.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
At this point, we have got to make a change.
You would think that our show is like wisening people up,
but
right?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 has made the top three. I don't even, I couldn't even tell you at least the last 5 years.
Don't worry. Number two is actually is getting better. Okay.
Okay.
The number two most common used password right now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
That's different. That is different because it's been stopping at 8.
It's the remix.
Yeah. Adding the number 9
more secure.
Is different. Okay.
The most common used password in the state. Are you ready for this? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
No.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 is the most commonly used password.
We have to get away from the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Like,
maybe let's do 5, 6, 7, 8. Let's do like a little. Let's do like a little dance number there.
No, that's what you want to start at what? You want to start at 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
No, he doesn't understand. The reason why I said 5, 6, 7, 8 is because that's like dancing. 5, 6, 7.
So you want to start at 5 and then go to 8.
At least I just want to see a different combo in the top 3 because those have been the same things the last 5 years.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.